Finovate showcases cutting-edge banking and financial technology through a global conference series featuring short-form demos and thought leadership. Now, the conversation continues on the Finovate podcast.
Welcome to the Finovate podcast. This is Greg Palmer. Earlier this week, we aired an episode where I was interviewing Theo Lau of Unconventional Ventures. That's a great episode, and I would encourage you to give it a listen if you haven't already. But one of the things that came up as we were discussing women in fintech and how to foster a more diverse, inclusive ecosystem was the role that events like Finovate can play in being a part of that change. And I thought it would be cool to follow that up by talking to someone from our own staff, Adela Knox, who leads our speaker recruitment team, to get a sense of how she views this and where we see our role. It is something that Adela is very passionate about as well. And I thought it would be great to give her a chance to share that with you. So let's go ahead and jump now into the interview with Adela. Joining me on the podcast today, we have Adela Knox, who actually works for our team at Finovate. She oversees the team that recruits the speakers for all of our events. And we were talking about how we engage women in fintech earlier this week with Theo Lau's podcast episode. And I wanted to follow that up by talking to our team and helping people understand what we do at Finovate and how we see trying to achieve that gender balance that we're all looking for. So Adela, thank you for joining us on the podcast and for kind of lifting the curtain a little bit about our own internal processes. You know, I think we've talked about it a lot, getting more women involved in fintech and getting greater visibility for the women who are already involved in fintech has been a passion of yours before you joined the Finovate team. Can you tell us a little bit about your background there and how this became something you're really interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. And hi, Greg. Pleasure to be here and pleasure to speak with you. Gender diversity and bringing more female speakers on board has been always very close to my heart, and it's been really a passion of mine. Before I joined Finovate Portfolio, I have been involved with education and edtech events, and it made me realize working with a lot of teachers and then also education leaders that actually there is a massive gap when it comes to the senior level in the education sector, that there is not many female representatives around. And that's why not many female speakers are being heard at education and at tech events. And it was something I really wanted to change. So I started my quest really to change the balance, change the ratio. And then when I moved to fintech and insurtech, RegTech, payments and cards, and really became part of the finance and banking industry and started producing and developing events in this industry sector. And again, I continued my quest. I kept realizing that this is something that needs to be addressed, that there needs to be a shift that needs to happen within the industry sector. And me with my events can actually contribute to this and support the shift, support the change. So I've been always very passionate about it. And once I joined the Finovate portfolio, I really continued on this journey.
Yeah, great. And I know one of the things that you've been able to do, which I think is really good for Finovate and for the industry as a whole, you've kind of been able to tap into the group of women who are kind of leading the charge in fintech. I know you've been able to develop some relationships with a variety of different types of women in the space. And I think that's been really impactful and really helped kind of guide some of this. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the contacts that you've made there and how some of those perspectives have influenced how you look at the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely right, Greg. Once I joined the portfolio and even before, I have been in touch with a lot of women who have been raising this issue, and they brought it to my attention. And again, while I have been attending events and attending different meetups, this is a sore point. It's something that has been brought to my attention and again. Women want to be part of the network. Women want to have their voice heard. And me as an event organizer has an amazing opportunity to give them the platform, bring them on board and give them the opportunity to talk about their challenges and raise their voice. And that's what I have been doing.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, that opportunity to really make a difference, I think, is something that is excellent. And it's something that, you know, we at Finovate have always believed, but it's been really good having you come into that role and really kind of take that challenge on. Let's talk a little bit about the Women in FinTech program, which Finovate has, which has been spearheaded by you. Can you tell us a little bit about what that program is and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So Women in FinTech has been put together to empower women in financial services and technology. So what it means is that it's really a program focusing on content and networking dedicated to supporting inclusion and empowerment of women in FinTech, offering a curated program to help women in financial services and technology build a network and advance their careers. So basically, currently, we have Women in FinTech program as part of every Finovate event globally. And we have been building a network around these programs, collaborating with various groups in Europe and in US, for example, European Women Payments Network or New York City FinTech Women. Again, associations and industry groups are supporting and empowering women in their professional advancement in FinTech and payments. And it has been a real pleasure collaborating with these groups because we obviously have the same intention. It's the same quest. We want to support, we want to provide platform, and we want to create a dialogue.
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece. And obviously getting even just kind of lowering the barriers to entry, you know, for Finovate Europe coming up on February 12th is the day that we've kind of set aside to have some of those conversations and run the program. But we'll continue to do it at other events. One of the interesting things about this group, as I'm sure you know, is that they are not also shy about letting you know if they think that you're making a misstep somewhere. Might be the way to phrase it. But I think that's actually really good as well. Because, you know, in a lot of cases, from an event organizer standpoint, there's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of things that you have to try and juggle, particularly when it comes to balancing the speaker faculty at an event. And, you know, when something does fall through the cracks, it's kind of nice to have someone say, hey, I noticed this. And you can maybe think about that next time around. I think we've really tried to be receptive to that type of response as well and make sure that we do listen to those voices and we do try and adjust and offer new things and continuously look for how we can improve in this. So, you know, coming back to the event as a whole, you know, the overall gender balance of the speaking faculty, obviously gender isn't the primary driver when we select speakers. We still need them to be informative, interesting, and have something good to say. But I know you pay a lot of attention to that balance. So what in your mind is kind of the right target for us to be aiming at in terms of the gender balance of our speaker faculty?
Right. And you're completely right, Greg. Exactly. This is work in progress. So by no means do I have it all figured out. Not at all. And I always appreciate support and help. And I always appreciate when someone from the professional network advises, provides support, provides opinion, provides perspective. Because as you said, I can learn, we can all learn, and we can make this happen together. But when it comes to me as an event organizer in terms of speaker invitations, well, I really, really aim to have a balance when it comes to targeting different genders, ethnicity, race. When it comes to gender, I would like to say that we target 50-50 in terms of sending speaker invitations to female and male speakers. However, you can imagine that not everybody accepts the speaker invitation. So as it stands, we are currently with our events on about one third of the speakers being women, being female. This is something that is a progress. It's a work in progress, though. And I would really ideally like to achieve 50-50 ratio when it comes to our speaking faculty. And I'm really hopeful. I really hope that we will get there one day. And I signed the Parity Pledge, and I encouraged my team members to sign it as well, and other producers within the Global Finance Portfolio, because we genuinely try to bring more women on board. We genuinely want to have diverse speaker panel, because what's important to us is that we want to hear diverse opinions. We want to hear different perspectives. Sometimes there might be challenges attached to it, but that's what this is all about. We want to make sure that our events are a dialogue, the platform for ideas. They create the breeding ground for new, for disruption, for unexpected.
I think you hit the nail on the head there again. You know, the idea that getting diverse opinions into the room is incredibly important, not just for our events, of course, but for the fintech ecosystem as a whole. The more different perspectives we can get, the more different viewpoints that people bring to the table, the more healthy the ecosystem really is. And so, you know, I think that's something which, again, we really do take very seriously, and which a lot of people might only see that kind of end result that, you know, you have only a third of the speakers are women, and they don't see the work that goes into even kind of getting to that point, to creating a balance. As you said, it's a work in progress, and it does represent progress from a couple of years ago. And I think one of the interesting things is if you send out 50% of the speaker invitations to women initially, and not all of them respond, you know, it's clear that there are some additional barriers to getting involved, and there are some kind of larger factors at play, which I think are not going to be easily solved. But it is kind of worth having this discussion. You know, what advice do you have for women who are listening to this, who want to raise their profile at events like Finnovate, who, you know, maybe do feel a little bit hesitant to want to come and engage, who might get that letter and say, you know, I'm not sure that I really want to get up on stage, or even, you know, who wouldn't necessarily even be on the radar in the first place, somebody who thinks my voice should be heard, but I don't know where to start. What advice would you have for that type of person in order to help get them involved and get them into our events or other events like ours?
Well, I would say don't say no. I would say jump on it. Put yourself out there. The key here is that we really would like to help elevate every one of you out there. I would love to support and help. So feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. We can go for a coffee. We can meet. We can correspond. We can figure it out together. Don't say no. I can provide various opportunities across our events. It doesn't have to be a scary standalone presentation, standing in front of thousands and thousands of people and not feeling comfortable to do that. But we can figure out different ways how to involve and engage you. It can be a panel discussion. It can be interview on stage. It can be a roundtable discussion, or we can actually look at our digital offering as well and ease you into it. We can provide opportunities to submit articles or white papers or do a written interview. There are multiple opportunities how to step into the limelight, if you like, and start and make that first step.
There's the bell. We've run out of time there, but I think that's a really good note to end on. You know, there are a lot of different ways that you can get involved. There are a lot of different types of media that you can use to get your viewpoint out there. And I think one of the most important takeaways from this is just that for everybody to recognize that at Finnovate, this is something that we take really seriously. And it's something that we are going to continue to push for, to try and do what we can to be a part of the solution for this really global challenge. So obviously we're not where we want to be yet. But I think there are some encouraging signs, and I think there are some really good opportunities for not just ourselves, but for a lot of people to take some concrete steps that will help to make this problem a little bit less of a problem in the future. So Adela, thank you very much again for joining me and for giving us an insight into the process that goes on behind the scenes. It was a pleasure chatting, and hopefully a very informative couple of minutes there for everybody who is listening. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Huge thanks to Adela for taking the time to chat with me on this episode. It's a busy couple of weeks for us as we have Finnovate Europe coming up right around the corner. Adela is very slammed with those pieces, and I really appreciate her making time in the schedule to talk. I think it's really cool to get a sense of the passion that she brings. You know, having worked with her for a couple of years now, I've seen that firsthand. It is something that's very important to her. She's done a lot of work spearheading some of the initiatives that Finnovate has in place, including that Women in FinTech session, which will be February 12th as a part of Finnovate Europe, but as she mentioned, we'll be continuing it at our other shows as well. There is still time to get involved. I know the event is coming up really quickly, but if you're interested in joining us in Berlin, either for that Women in FinTech session or the general event, there is still time to do that. You can find more information about both at finnovate.com, and don't forget the discount code FinnovatePodcast will save you 20% off of any ticket to any of our future events should you decide that you would like to join us. As always, thank you for listening.
The Finovate podcast is produced by Informa Connect in association with Provoke.fm Media. Check out Finovate.com for information on Finovate's upcoming shows and to learn how you can get involved. The discount code Finovate Podcast will save you 20% on tickets to all of our events. And you can email us at info@finovate.com for information on sponsoring, speaking, or demoing. Thanks for listening.